Let's talk about Meryl Streep. I actually went and had a look at some excerpts from real documentaries from the life of Margaret Thatcher, just to remember exactly what she was like. And then I watched the trailer for this film and I was extremely impressed.
Oh, yes. It's a tour de force. Not that we didn't know that Meryl Streep could do such things. When you think of the range of performances over, well, 30 years now, it's over 30 years since she won an Oscar for Kramer versus Kramer, and almost 30 years since Sophie's Choice. But I gather she, of all actresses, has received the most nominations for best performance by an actress. And here she is again at the at the top of her career. She really is Margaret Thatcher.
Mrs. Thatcher,
one simply has to make you look and sound like the leader that you could be.
No matter how. But I had a great difficulty because I'm not a fan of Margaret Thatcher, and what do you do when there's a film about somebody that you didn't really like? Can you be very objective as you watch it? But whatever the performance and the strength of the screenplay, you are actually caught up in it, even disliking her, but understanding why you dislike her. So, again, well written and well performed.
Well, maybe it even has historical value in the sense it really is a cut on a very definitive period of British and European history.
Someone must say the unsayable.
Methinks the lady doth screech too much!
It is, and the interesting thing about the film, if they were able to give two Oscars, I think Meryl Streep deserves them both, because for the bulk of the film, she's Margaret Thatcher, during her politics and political career.
Watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become your character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny.
And it is my duty.
The ambition that's got me this. Our ambition. And the rest of us, me, the children, we can all go to hell.
But for a lot of the film, she is in her old age, pottering around her house in London, becoming very forgetful, imagining that Dennis, her husband, is with her and conversing with him, which puzzles those who are actually trying to look after her, and her daughter Carol coming to visit her. So, in fact, we've got this continual movement between the two performances that Meryl Streep is giving, plus flashbacks to a younger actress who shows us Margaret Roberts, as she was when she grew up, in Grantham, in Yorkshire, and in a very Methodist, conservative politics family, very much influenced by her father.
I will never be one of those women who stay silent on the arm of her husband. One's life must matter, Dennis.
That's why I want to marry you, my dear.
So it's a very rounded portrait of Margaret Thatcher, really.
And it also touches on a couple of very important moments of history. I see here the Falklands War.
The Falkland Islands belong to Britain.
And I want them back.
The time leading up to the European Union, her contacts with Ronald Reagan. There's a lot of politics in the film, isn't there?
Yes, you get the background of her defiance, really, against the men in the Tory party in wanting to stand for Finchley in London, then her winning and the way that they treated her, and then her decision to run as for leader of the Tory party, not expecting to win, but at least to be there. So that it builds up to her election as Prime Minister and then shows, the hostility of the miners, her very harsh treatment of people and that utter conviction that she had, that the principles she espoused were right.
She heads a most hated government this country has known.
This is the best you can do. I had better do your job as well as everyone else's.
Best be careful not to test one's colleagues' loyalty too far.
But I found I wasn't really sympathetic, of course, but once you saw the scenes of the Falkland War and her motivations and her decisions for that, and then later, especially when she becomes bullying to her own cabinet, there's a terrific scene of the cabinet meeting where she humiliates her colleagues and doesn't realise this, and you realise she's preparing her own downfall.
Our party and our country need a new leader.
The rules make it possible to depose a sitting prime minister.
So, yes, the politics come alive very vividly.
Your comment is very appropriate, very interesting, I think. You say the film helps us appreciate Margaret Thatcher, whether we like her or not, whether we approve of her or not. So it's a clear picture of who this really remarkable woman was, isn't it?
It is. I had a mischievous thought that I have enjoyed some films about Genghis Khan, so therefore I should enjoy a film about Margaret Thatcher. A bit mean-minded to say, but you see the point I'm making. But I realised, and a friend of mine wrote in a review here in Melbourne the other day, he said that the film does the extraordinary thing of eliciting some sympathy for a woman who was fairly pitiless in her behaviour towards others. So I thought, yes, it's doing something like that. And I think most people will be amazed at the performance and I think drawn in by all the politics. Although I'd have to tell you, I was sitting near a young reviewer the other day and somebody said to him, you know, did you like The Iron Lady? He said, oh, it was forgettable. And I thought, oh dear. Probably too young.
Well, I'm certainly very interested to go and see it. I was pretty young during those years, but I do remember them. I'm very interested in history, so this film certainly does appeal to me.
Yes, I think most people who go to see it will be very satisfied by it, the writing and the performances.
And inspired by the fact that she comments that every day was a battle for her.
Oh, yes, and Meryl Streep says that with all the force that Margaret Thatcher would have said it originally.
With all due respect, sir, I have done battle every single day of my life.